All right, what the fuck? Is this thing on? Oh, yeah, let's knock shit over. Perfect.
What the fuck is going? God damn it.
All right. Deep breath. Deeper. God, I've had it, man. I've just had it. All I want to do is record a fucking podcast, talk about books and movies. It's all I wanted to do. And then I want to finish off the College Kid cast, because I started on something, I didn't wrap it up. It's all I wanted to do. But oh, fucking no. No, hold, no. There has to be all kinds of goddamn problems and fuck-ups. And then, there's just so many things happening in the world that
I... You can scream and shout with all your might.
Have to respond to.
It
doesn't stop. This is why I can't get on the fucking internet. Because it doesn't ever fucking stop. And most of it is so stupid and bullshittish. But some of it...
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Go ahead.
She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
No,
go ahead.
In a tweet this weekend, Mr. President, you said that it's incorrect to say you're limiting the scope of the FBI investigation.
What does that have to do with trade? I don't mind answering the question, but, you know, I'd like to do the trade
question. It has to do with the other headline in the news, which is the Kavanaugh
nomination. I know, but how about talking about trade, and then we'll get to that. We'll do that a little bit later.
Do you think the trade...
Anybody have a trade?
Do you think your trade deal will pass through Congress, sir?
I think so, but, you know, if it doesn't, we have lots of other alternatives.
Now, see, that is why I voted for the Trump and Fiora. Oh my God, this fucking bimbo reporter. And then, did you notice how it's the other headline. You know, it's like, do you reporters not understand that no one gives a fuck about what you think the headlines are? Do you people in the mainstream media, do you still think that you're relevant or somehow or another? But what I really love is when the Trump and Fuhrer says, no, we're not going to talk about that, right? Does anybody have a question about trade? Do you notice that instead of just keeping her mouth shut and letting it go gracefully, she just jumps in, well, do you think your trade agreement's going to pass? Because she was getting attention. And she wasn't going to let that attention get away from her. Much as I'm not going to let this mug of hot tea get away from me. Give me a second. I gotta dunk my tea bag. Not a sexual reference. Thanks for asking. And, oh God, I made another fucking mess. Ding. Another fucking mess. Anyhow, that was hilarious. Oh man, that was great. Sweetie, just shut your mouth and let it go. But no, she can't let it go. What, do you think your trade agreement's gonna... Oh, shut up. Just shut up. All right. Other big news. There's so much big news. All right. First of all, then there was the website had technical problems. So I had to deal with that. We got that sorted out. Took a while. Everything's up and running there. Then we had, of course, the judge guy whose name I still don't know how to pronounce, because the entire amount of time I have devoted to watching any videos of this is zero. Once again, the woman is lying. We know the woman is lying, because you don't get raped and then wait until the person who raped you gets nominated for the Supreme Court and then decide to say something about it. We know she's lying, right? I don't need to see the testimony. I don't need to listen to it. I know this. She's lying. Everyone with a brain knows this. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on here, because a lot of people on the right are celebrating this. And this is yet again a great case of true ambivalence, if that's the right word, ambivalence. Should I look up the word ambivalence and see if I'm using my vocabulary such as it is correctly? And maybe so. All right, hang on. Can we get the internet to fucking work? Can anything fucking work around here? I just want to open a new fucking tab. Thank you. I am so fucking sick of technology. God damn it, I want to go live in a fucking cave. Except then I'd be one of those fucking, what do you call them, anarcho-fags. Not anarcho-fags. Oh, somebody, I gotta do listener email and comments on the site. I asked something about a something, and somebody said that, yeah, it's these guys. And anyway, somebody, there's brilliant shit being written by other people over on the website and in the emails that you guys are sending to me. And I gotta see that. I gotta do that too. But no, I gotta do this episode because I got just all this shit. All this shit keeps happening. Ambivalence, the state of having simultaneous conflicting reactions, beliefs, or feelings towards some object. The experience of having an attitude towards something or someone that contains both positively and negatively valenced opinions. Yes, that is ambivalence. Okay, look, guys, here's the deal. Here's the fucking deal. All right, I'll do that first. Here's the fucking deal. Judge K, I call him K because I don't know how to pronounce his name and I don't care. JK, we'll call him JK. All of you right-wingers out there, cucks, excuse me, cucks, all of you cucks, right-wingers out there, are all excited because this guy got past the false accusations lobbed at him. And see, I understand that. And on that side, I'm with you. And this is the ambivalence. Okay, I'm happy that he got nominated, that whatever it went through, he's going to be on the Supreme Court. I'm glad that the false rape accusations did not derail him, because they are obviously false. And the additional interesting thing here to look at is the fact that the leftist who did not want him on the Supreme Court, and we're going to see more of this. We're going to see much, much more of this. We saw it with the Trumpenfuhrer. When the Trumpenfuhrer was running for president, what did the left come up with? Well, he hates women, and he likes to grab pussy, and he's had sex with women who aren't old and fat. There is very little about Donald Trump's policies, philosophies, you know, economic, what the fuck ever. There was no debating the Trumpenfuhrer on political, social, economic, or philosophical points. Well, he hates women and he grabs pussy. It's the same thing with Judge K. There is no stated opposition to and debate of his social, political, philosophical, economic positions. It was a character assassination attempt. That's all it was. Am I really getting, is this just bullshit? Go away, phone. All right, hold on. Fuck you. Fuck off and die. Fucking technology. And thus, the fact that the left threw all of these fucking accusations of rape and all this other shit at him, and he managed to get through it, barely, you know, what is it, he scraped through by 2 votes or whatever the fuck it was, I don't know, I don't care. Just the fact that he got through it makes me happy. Just like when the Trumpenfuhrer got elected, the joy I felt. That despite the accusations, oh my God, Donald Trump has had sex with women who weigh less than 110 pounds. Oh my God, what a terror. Yes, you're right. He is obviously literally Hitler. He has had sex with thin women who were attractive. And the common theme that we see throughout all of this, and we're going to see, I think this is a common theme through every fucking thing I'm going to discuss today, is that women must be worshipped, they must never be questioned, that women are the center of the cosmos, that everything is about women, it's all about women, everything is about women. All right, maybe there's a couple of things on the list not about women, but we'll see. All right, so I'm happy. Say I was happy when the Trump and Fuhrer won. But then, of course, Trump and Fuhrer as president. Oh, sure, I mean, he zings some reporters like he did at the beginning of this episode, and that's wonderful. But he still does all the same globalist shit that everybody else has done. He hadn't built a wall. He hasn't put Hillary Clinton in jail. As far as I know, he hasn't deported any Muslims. He had changed that tax law so that now people who pay alimony have to pay taxes on the alimony, which mostly negatively affects men. So JK, he's on the Supreme Court. Great. Here's the thing. JK survived the false rape accusation, and that's a good thing. Here's why. All of you cucks who are getting excited about this, this is why you're wrong, okay? JK is a cuck. The idea that just because JK was falsely accused of rape and because he's a Republican, that means he's on your side slash our side slash my side is not true. Okay, this is right off the top of my head. These are quick things. Has he ever said women shouldn't be allowed to vote? Is JK willing to deport Muslims? Is JK in favor of building the wall? Is JK in favor of turning off welfare? Does JK want to see Western civilization and white people survive? Is JK willing to stop sending aid and funding to Israel? You know, is JK red-pilled? Do you think that JK is fucking red-pilled? Do you think that he's philosophically, morally, economically, politically, do you think he's equivalent to Roosh or Royce or Rollo or Clary or Pigott? I mean, do you think that? He's not. Let me read some stuff here. I'll put the link in the show notes. JK joined George W. Bush's legal team in time to argue against the ballot recount in Florida. Eventually, he would be made White House staff secretary, responsible for all documents going and returning from President Bush's desk, as well as coordinating policymakers and speechwriters. In this capacity, he would have had immense latitude to shape the legal doctrines that made the Bush presidency such a disaster. The prosecution of wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, is JK against the wars? Is JK willing to stop dumping money into the boat and start fixing up the house? The internment of prisoners without due process in Guantanamo Bay and their torture in Abu Ghadari or whatever the fuck it is and a few other variety of black sites around the world. The invocation of national security to justify warrantless surveillance and a vast expansion of domestic spying operations. The use of signing statements to exempt the president and homeland security apparatus from actually being bound by any laws, ek very much cetera. And here's the thing, this is another thing. I know a lot of you cucks out there think that all of this stuff is great, giving the president more power and Homeland Security more power, because yeah, they're going to protect us from them terrorists. Yeah, and all that power is also going to be used against you. But you can't get that through your head. Because when the Democrats take control of the government again, which they will, right? Just like when Obama was president. Oh, let's give Obama more power. Let's give Obama indefinite detention. Let's give Obama drones, right? And then the Trump and Fuhrer is elected and everybody's freaking out. Well, the president has all this power because you leftists gave it to him. It is difficult to know exactly how influential he was in his 3 years on the job because the Republicans controlling the Senate Judiciary Committee refused to request or review more than a tiny fraction of the relevant records. It seems unavoidable, though, that he was one of the central figures in the development and prosecution of the War on Terror. Not to mention such culture war efforts as those to ban gay marriage and restrict abortion. So the one thing the guy was involved in, I'm in favor of, restricting gay marriage, he failed miserably at that. Okay, once cuck, he's forwarding, furthering the war on terror. Cuck. He's furthering warrantless surveillance. Cuck. He's furthering domestic spying operations. Cuck. He's furthering the Department of Homeland Security, which I've explained before, already existed, called the Department of Defense. If the fucking United States wasn't an empire, the Department of Defense could be at home, motherfucking defending the United States. There should be no Department of Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security is cuck. Okay? So far, everything he's done is cuck, except for the part about banning gay marriage, and he fucking failed at that. So he's a cuck, 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 and a failure. This is the guy you fucking cucks are celebrating him getting on the Supreme Court. His service to the party earned him many friends, as well as his appointment to the D.C. Appellate Circuit, where he would continue to work and expand the power of the imperial presidency. Skipping ahead in the article I'm reading from, worse, J.K., established himself quickly as perhaps the most hardline circuit judge with respect to criminal justice. Once again, you cucks will be like, yeah, we need to be stronger on criminal justice. Remember, guys, when the liberals get control, they're going to make things you do illegal, right? There's going to be more aspects of owning guns that are illegal. And as we will see soon, they're also working on making it illegal if you are a man for you to talk to women without their permission, or for you to go outside. Okay, so remember, 20 years from now, when you get arrested for being on the sidewalk in possession of a penis, remember, you're the ones who wanted stronger criminal justice. Because you very stupidly and naively, because you're a cuck, you think that a stronger government that enforces the laws is only going to enforce the laws you want them to enforce. This is a common flaw all statists have. Every fucking, doesn't matter, right-wing statist, left-wing statist, douchebag statist, commie statist, fucking cyber statist. All of you statists, you think, well, yeah, we need more government to enforce these laws. And you think, but the government's only going to enforce laws I want. No, 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 no. The government is going to enforce laws that are going to take your freedom away. All laws, by definition, take away freedom. Once again, we don't have time to get philosophical. I got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm doing a poor job of it so far. You cannot tell me one law that does not restrict somebody's freedom. Such a law does not exist. Okay? And when we need a stronger criminal justice system. Yeah, we need more police. Oh, you mean the police that are going to confiscate your guns? That's called cuck. In a speech last year to the American Enterprise Institute, J.K. said he admired William H. Rehnquist's attempts to eliminate Fourth Amendment protections. In particular, the exclusionary rule preventing unlawfully obtained evidence from being admitted in trial. Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of the Fourth Amendment. This is who you fucking cucks just put on the Supreme Court. Someone who is arguing against Fourth Amendment protections. But I know, see, you think this will never be used against you because you're stupid. No one ever thinks, oh, I'm going, except for me. I've already told you guys, I've said it over and over. I am going to die. The way I will die, unless I'm in a car accident or something, I am going to die by a bullet fired at me by a federal agent. I am going to die by being killed by the government of the United States, because there will come a point when I can no longer be allowed to live for saying what I'm saying. And it's not just me. I'm not a fucking snowflake. There's a bunch. Roosh, Royce, Rolo, Clary, Pigott. Well, Pigott's on another continent. Well, that's what drones are for. Yeah, Alex Jones, Grandpa. They're coming. Eventually, the government will be killing all of us. And you don't think so because you're very naive. But it doesn't matter what you think. Anyway, he hates these. He admires Rehnquist's attempts to eliminate Fourth Amendment protections, exclusionary rule, unlawfully obtained evidence being admitted in trial, and the established Miranda rights requiring police to inform arrestees of rights, including representation. From the bench, J.K. has made his own contributions to the cause, among them a denial that attaching a GPS to a suspect's vehicle constituted a search. Okay, this is a man who says that the police putting a GPS device on your vehicle without your consent, without your knowledge, that's okay. This is who you're dealing. Now, for all you cucks out there, when you sit there and you get upset because Google or Apple is tracking everything you do through your cell phone GPS, same thing. If it's wrong when Google and Apple do it, it's wrong for the police. Well, but the police are only going to do it to the bad guys. See, I can hear some of you fucking naive cucks saying that. Well, the police will only do that to the bad guys. We continue. Other things JK has done. A refusal to consider the lack of probable cause as any barrier to a random search. So you can just do random, you don't need probable cause to search somebody. Once again, I know you think that this will only be used against black people and brown people. But no, no, no. The day will come when it will be used against you. You are not a snowflake. You are not exempt. Do you not understand that as white people become a smaller percentage of the population, black and brown people, greater percentage, there will be, just statistically speaking, more black and brown police officers. And after having spent their entire lives being told that whitey hates them and whitey is racist and whitey is holding them down, so it's 9 o'clock at night and you're walking down the street and there's not many people and you're white and a black cop drives by, you know, anything could happen. He's been fed for 32 years. This line that white people are all racist and that white people are keeping him down. And you're walking down the sidewalk and you're white and there's nobody else in sight and he's had a bad night. He's human just like the rest of us. Well, he's black. He's not really human. Oh, yes. I can hear the cucking right now. But he's human, he's had a bad night, and he decides to pull over and take it out on the white guy. And a rejection of any limit on the qualified immunity granted to police. JK's preferred world, like Rehnquist and unlike Kennedy's, is one in which the police would have even more is one in which the police would be even more empowered than they are today, where the painfully slow pushback of the last few years against police and prosecutor misconduct, as well as against the wider United States prison gulag system, would effectively be wiped out. And once again, I know you cucks, you love prisons, because, oh, we just put more people in prisons, see? It's working. Yeah, it's costing a fucking fortune because most of them shouldn't be there. because they're in there for bullshit. The solution isn't more prisons. Solution is turning off the welfare. But you cucks don't want to hear that. We skip ahead some more, yada, yada, yada. This is a big part of why the Republicans are so desperate to have JK rather than any other nominee. His confirmation will mark another stage in the normalization of our nightmare of endless war. But it's also why the institutional Democrats, this time around, refused to go after him on policy issues. Their future lobbying prospects depend on cozy relations with weapon manufacturers and the think tanks authoring white papers in support of ever more and ever more expensive conflict. That's absolutely true. The Democrats have no problem with who he is as a judge, ultimately, because he's just going to give more power to the government, more power to the presidency, more power to the police, all of which will work in favor of the left when they once again take the reins of the federal government of the United States. All right, I gotta stick and move here. There's so much going on. Where is, stop it. Fucking technology, I hate you. I hate you so much. Okay, here we go. While I was looking up the video of Trump ripping on the reporter, the next video up in the playlist was this one. It's Megyn Kelly interviewing the parents of some fucking twins. None of it matters. Here's what's important. The woman, the mother, is, you know, 40 years old, and she's a wall hitter, and I mean, she's not gross, but she's nothing to look at either. The top comment on this video is from a woman named Helen Burnley, and the comment is, wow, mom looks great, exclamation mark, she's beautiful, exclamation mark. She is not beautiful, she is a wall hitter. This comment has 6,700 upvotes. The next highest upvoted comment is a comment, because they're not sorted in order. Sort by top comments. Can I do that? That can't be right. Never mind, it doesn't matter. The point is 6,700 likes. Oh my God, someone writes back, just stop it. This is not a lesbian website used for making your hookups. Listen, I thought the same thing. She's stunning. She is beautiful. It's called women empowering other women. Oh my God, this is fucking sick. Once again, this woman is not that attractive, but it's just women. Oh my God, we have to fall all over each other. All right, speaking of women falling all over each other, and speaking of more police state. This showed up from the Twitterverse. Danielle Muscato, who has a little fucking Twitter picture that says Black Lives Matter, writes this: ladies, a question for you. What would you do if all men had a 9 p.m. curfew? Dudes, read the replies and pay attention. Oh, I remember where I saw this. Rolo tweeted this. That's where I first saw this. Don't worry there, Daniel. Dudes are reading the dudes. Don't worry, men are reading this, and some of us are paying attention. Emily says, oh my God, the mind reels. Yeah, I bet your mind is real. I bet your mind reels anytime you try to do even the fucking simplest thing. Because remember, women only have two compartments in their brain. One is for shopping, the other one they don't use. Emily says, oh my God, the mind reels. go dancing, take a walk, open the front door without fear. Now, notice the common thread here, and this harkens us back. Everything's related. You guys don't, I don't know. I don't understand why you people cannot fucking see the way all of this connects together. It's like I'm Neo. It's like I can look out and I can see the fucking code that interconnects all of this. And all of you seem to think the ones and the zeros are all just individual. You don't seem to see how they all fucking fit together. Remember the post I read to you put on Feminist Book by a woman a while back talking about Molly Tibbetts and how all women are afraid to go outside and exercise because there's men out there and they have to be afraid that these men are going to kill them or rape them. See, this is what is being foisted up on women. Women, all of them, are being exposed to this message, which is being pushed by a small but vocal minority. This goes back to what I said about feminism being wide but shallow. Every woman alive, every white woman in North America is regularly being bombarded with the message that all men are potential rapists and that all men are potential murderers. And there's a reason for this. There's a bunch of reasons for this. I don't have time for them now. I'm going to talk about them in the future. I just want to read these to you. I want you to listen to this. And I want you to keep pretending that if this isn't happening, that if you just ignore the fact that you as a man are being told that you are a rapist and a murderer, and subsequently that consequences, once again, this just goes back to Judge K. I mean, these are the consequences of the propaganda that every man is a rapist. Ellie B. Good responds, literally Hitler, literally don't even know what to write because there's so many things. Okay, this is why women shouldn't be allowed to vote. There are so many things I could say that I don't know what to say. I literally have behind me a stack of material for this podcast that is 2 feet tall. Okay, that's how much stuff I have to say. Notice I'm saying things. It's like saying, I literally have so much food to cook, I can't cook any of it. There are literally so many gas stations where I could put fuel in my car that I can't put gas in my car. Okay, if there's so many things you could write, I'm pretty sure you could figure out one of them to write down. Except you're a woman. And you're allowed to vote because cucks will not stop cucking.
We have to let women vote. It's egalitarianism.
Shut up. Authentically K-Li or some shit says, sit on the beach at night. Sonia says, I'd walk a city in peace. This cunt named Christina says, imagine how different all is in capital letters. Remember, guys, because see, she's going to imagine how different her life would be if she could go outside after 9 p.m. and no men, thanks to this beefed up police force that Judge K is going to bring to you, if there are no men out there. Because remember, see, strong women, they're strong, they're independent, they can do anything as long as there's no men anywhere in their vicinity. Right? Women have to have segregation from men. That's why you have girls who code. Because women can't write computer code if a man is in the room. But they're equal. Not only are women equal, women can do anything men can do, and they can do it better, but not if there are any men anywhere around them. REI. It's an outdoor store around here. You buy your mountaineering camping stuff there. They have bicycle maintenance classes only for women. Because you see, women can't learn how to adjust the derailleur on their bicycle if there are men in the room with them. Women need to be segregated from men in order to be successful. But of course, women are equal to men. And of course, women are actually better than men, because we know women make better jet fighter pilots than men do. Just in case you're new here, when I say that women should not be allowed to vote, I want you to understand that's not a fucking expression. That's not metaphorical. That's not like Donald Trump's wall. I mean women. And again, I'm an anarchist. There shouldn't be democracy. Eventually, you get rid of democracy entirely. But the road to getting rid of democracy, there's only two ways it can happen. There's only two ways. We transition, we, the royal we, you, me, all the white people in North America. There are two paths for us to transition from statism to anarcho-capitalism. There are only two paths that I know of. If there's a third, I'm willing to listen to you. Two paths. One of them, collapse of the federal government. It just falls apart, which results in starvation, blood in the streets, all this other stuff that has to be done in order to get rid of the 80% of people who shouldn't be here. Okay, that's one path. The other path is the government leads the transition, and in order to lead that transition, the very first two things that must happen is that, number one, welfare must be eliminated, all welfare, that includes corporate welfare, and number two, women can no longer be allowed to have political power. They cannot be allowed to vote, sign contracts, own property, or have jobs. We don't have time for this today. I saw this in the newspaper. California, progressive California, passed a law requiring companies to hire women on their board of directors and as CEO. Believe me, I'll read it. Okay, I want you to understand, I'm dead serious. When I say women shouldn't vote, it's not like Donald Trump's wall. It's just metaphorical. I didn't really mean I was going to build a real wall. I didn't really mean I was going to put Hillary Clinton in jail. I'm the Kuckenfuhrer. Okay, let's get back to this cunt, Christina. Imagine how different all my life would have been. So much freedom. Oh, because see, right now she doesn't have freedom because men are allowed to go outside after 9 p.m. I really need you fucking cucks to pay attention here. The question is, what would you do if all men had a 9 p.m. curfew? Okay, so the conclusion from this is whatever these women answer, they are saying that because men do not have a 9 p.m. curfew, they cannot do the things they are talking about. They cannot do the things they're saying they would do if men had a 9 p.m. curfew. Do we fucking understand this? Do we understand how language fucking works? Or are we too busy cucking? Oh, great one. Not all women are like that. Oh, you are a fucking cuck. Okay, imagine how different all my life would have been. So much freedom. All the places I would enjoy on my own and going for walks. You notice how all these women think that enjoyment comes from being alone. Once again, notice this. Enjoyment comes from being alone. I really don't think these women are going to need to worry about being alone. Pardon me. Oh my God. So I just clicked on her. She is a UCLA Master of Fine Arts in Screenwriting, UCLA BA in Film Direction. She claims to be a screenwriter. She's in Santa Barbara. God. A fucking loser. And here's the other thing that none of these whores seem to take into account. You're going to have this curfew. No men can go out after 9 p.m. so that these women can have freedom and finally find happiness being alone, which being alone is not going to be a problem for any of them. Who's going to enforce the curfew? Well, you're going to need men to enforce the curfew. You say, well, women could do it. No. If women were strong enough, physically strong enough to enforce a 9 p.m. curfew against men, then women wouldn't need to be afraid of going out after 9 p.m. with men being allowed in public. Okay? Right? It's like the gun control people. They're in favor of guns. Why are gun control people in favor of guns? Because the police, who will be mostly men, will need guns to go forth and take the guns away from other people. These women will need men with guns to enforce the 9 p.m. curfew against men. Because if women were capable of enforcing a curfew against men, women wouldn't need to be afraid of men, would they? Why? Once again, why can only I see the fucking Matrix? I'm not that much smarter than anyone. My IQ is not 220 or some shit. Okay, I still haven't finished this. All right. Let me get through this stupid bitch. Imagine how different all my life would have been. So all of her life, her entire life has been negatively. I could spend hours on this. Her entire life. This is women. This is quote unquote normal women. See, this is the thing. There is a large number of women who think just like this because this is what they are fucking fed day and night by the colleges, by the movies, by the television, by the Netflix, by the social media. Imagine how different all of my life would have been. So much freedom, all the places I would enjoy on my own and going for walks. Spontaneity to just go. I love the way the air feels on my skin when it's warm at night, and I'd love to experience this world without a chaperone. Okay, let's see. She wants to experience this world without a chaperone, but she will need a chaperone to experience this world. She will need men with guns to enforce the curfew. You can't let these people vote. You cannot give these people political power. Catherine Riley says, I'd run at night. I would run so much at night. Melissa Hillman says, my whole life would have been different. Once again, see, her entire life would be different. My whole life would have been different, and now my daughter's life would be different. God, she's fat and ugly. Why is she reproducing? Laura Green, this thread really resonates with me, and I expect with most women. No, actually it doesn't, because most women are actually not this fucked up. Once again, there's a small number of really loud, obnoxious, wall-hitting cunts. This thread really resonates with me, and I expect with most women. You get used to a life where people have to offer to walk you home after dark, and that's really sad. No, okay, guys, stop. No, stop it. If she's your mom, your grandma, your wife, your sister, your girlfriend, you can walk her home after dark. Otherwise, no, you need to stop being fucking white knight beta male cucks. It's fucking walking a girl home after dark. The fuck is wrong with you? And then you wonder how they get like this. Stop white knighting Leslie Postin, me, I'd walk everywhere. I'd grocery shop late at night when it's quiet. I take public transit all the time and could sell my car. I wouldn't worry about my girlfriends when we were out listening to music, etc. Beach at night. Okay, now speaking of cucks, Randall shows up and says, I'm a white guy who regularly visits other countries by himself, walking city streets after midnight while listening to music on my headphones while not speaking the language. Never occurred to me that this was a gender privilege. Okay, Randall needs to also be exterminated. Serena says, do men even know just how afraid women are of them? I think most men have no clue as to how limited and cautious women live their lives for fear of men. Hold on there, cunt. I thought women's was equal. I thought you could do anything I could do. I thought you were strong and independent. But see, now I'm finding out that you women are living limited, cautious lives because you're so afraid of men. I notice you don't have any problems taking our money, right? When the welfare check shows up, you don't. When the alimony payments show up, when the child support payment, I notice you don't have any problem taking our fucking money. But, oh, you're afraid of us, are you? God, everybody in this needs to be dead. Houston Wolf. Yeah, here comes the fucking beta male. Houston says, Houston appears to be male. Wow, I feel horrible right now. None of this has ever occurred to me as an issue. I run, I go do whatever I want, whenever I want. Why aren't women filled with uncontrollable rage all the time? Well, Houston, you fucking faggot, some women are filled with uncontrollable rage all the time. And they spend their time accusing people of raping them. They are called feminist. They have jobs on college campuses and HR departments. But you see, normal women are not filled with rage all the time because they're normal, because they don't go through their life assuming that every person with a penis is a rapist and a murderer. Because remember, it's wrong to be judgmental, right? If I say anything about the fucking Jews, I'm anti-Semitic. God forbid I say anything about colored people. I'm sorry, peoples of color, because I'm racist. Well, if I say anything about the fucking camel fucking Muslims. But when you say that all men are rapists and murderers, see, that's okay. And that's why I sit here and I say with 100% sincerity that feminists should be exterminated. Because feminists are calling for the extermination of other people. Okay, and when you start calling for the extermination of other people, well, you have exempted yourself from being in the category of people who can't be exterminated, right? Does this make sense? It's like when you have people who argue against property rights and they say, okay, well, taxation isn't theft because that money you have, that belongs to everyone and it's redistributed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you're saying property rights are not a thing. And then you go and you take something away from them and they go, wait, you can't take that. That's mine. It's like, no, you're invoking property rights. But you just said property rights aren't a thing. Stuff can be taken from me. So therefore, things can be taken from you, right? It's like when you cucks say, well, yeah, we want the government to make laws against homosexuals getting married. But then the government makes laws saying homosexuals can get married, and then you get all fucking upset. And you don't understand that, no. When you came forth and said the government should make laws about homosexuals getting married, you gave up the opportunity to complain when the government makes laws saying homosexuals can get married as opposed to cannot get married, which is what you wanted. This is the same fucking thing. When you're calling for men to have curfews at 9 p.m., Well, you've just exempted yourself from a group of people that cannot be subjected to curfews. My God, I'm not even going anywhere near everything I've got. Fuck, I'm so angry. Not over this, because I have so much to fucking talk about. My God, I just want to. All right, anyway. Why aren't women filled with uncontrollable rage all the time? Some of them are. They're called losers. Okay. Karma Brown says, run with both earbuds in at night, not cross the road to the other sidewalk. I wouldn't be worried about keeping my phone in my hand like you could take your phone out of your fucking hand and locking my door the second I get inside the car. Walk in the woods because it's beautiful at night. Finally, Andrew shows up to White Knight and he says, oh my God, this thread. Which means he sounds more like a woman than a man because men don't say things like that because men are not gay. Oh my God, this thread. Almost every woman says they walk with their keys between their fingers. Society, we have a lot of work to do. So you notice once again, so women walk with their keys between their fingers. So what? If I'm in a place I don't know late at night, whatever, I have walked with my keys between my fingers too. Once again, see, women can't be burdened with protecting themselves. See, society, we have a lot of work to do, which means men have a lot of work to do because women, well, women aren't going to lift a goddamn finger. If women could do work, they'd actually do some fucking work instead of waiting for men to do everything for them. If the only way you as a woman can experience freedom and safety is if all men have a curfew, you are certainly not strong, independent, and equal. Your fish bicycle is broken, sweetie. It's fucking broken. I bother with the other side because it's fucking funny. We know you don't think, honey. We know you don't think.